born. On October 8th, 1949, the world welcomed little baby Sigourney Weaver.
Okay, one more big push. Wait, what's happening? Oh my God, it's ripping out of her chest!
Sigourney Weaver, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A lawyer for the European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland says the State Department has told him to now not testify today with staff for three House committees.
Sondland is one of the diplomats who exchanged text messages discussing Ukrainian aid that was held up and later released. This is House Democrats are considering questioning the original whistleblower at a remote location, concealing the individual's voice and appearance. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has called for whistleblowers in the Ukraine controversy to testify publicly.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Chinese state-run TVs canceled the broadcast of two NBA exhibition games being played in China this week over the Houston Rockets general manager expressing support for protesters in Hong Kong. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says, speaking in Tokyo,
"It's my hope that for our Chinese fans and our partners in China, they will see those remarks in the context of now a three-decade, if not longer, relationship."
America's listening to Fox News.
So today is National Fluffernutters Day.
I'll bring a fluffernutter.
Okay, give me all your fluffernutters.
Fluffernutters.
Fluffernutter.
That sounds nasty.
What is it?
Marshmallow cream and peanut butter sandwich.
Is it contagious?
No, they're delicious.
It's delicious.
There's no difference!
As long as I got a cup of coffee,
I'll try anything once.
Let's start the show.
All right, if I had known, I would have made fluffernutters for you guys today. Maybe tomorrow. It's the day after Fluffernutters.
I have never had a Fluffernutter.
Ooh, you don't know what you're missing.
I don't know what a Fluffernutter. I have to look this up.
It's not keto, but I can make it for you.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
If you've been out earlier this morning, you know that it definitely feels better. It is better air. In fact, the dew point I noticed is down to 64, which is a big improvement. So the air is not spectacular, but it is really nice. So we'll take it. Good bit of sunshine, tolerable humidity today with a high around 86. Rain chances are not zero, but I would say 20% or less today. There'll be a couple of blips on the radar. Tonight's low down to about 65. So comfortable tonight, then upper 80s to around 90 tomorrow and Thursday. Should be dry. Next cool front brings in a few spotty showers to the state. We think by later on Friday night into early Saturday as the front moves through, and then it delivers the coolest air of the season so far. In other words, a step cooler with temperatures perhaps, I think the low on Sunday morning right around dawn will be around 53 degrees, which would be spectacular. Right now this morning, north winds at 6 miles per hour. That helps. Temperature is 70 with a few clouds at 8:06.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
A Halloween rant about candy coming up in a moment. Let's see how the roads are moving on this election day.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update on the highways. I-65 southbound into Montgomery, still a little bit busy this morning. I-85, a little bit of a backup as you exit at Taylor Road coming into the city. No accidents to report on either of the interstates. Taylor from Vaughn to I-85, a little busy this morning, as well as the East and East South Boulevard from Troy Highway past Baptist on down to around Norman Bridge and 331. Norman Bridge is heavy inbound this morning. 231 out of Wetumpka. Accident-free this morning is still just a bit busy. Watch out. It's election day. Polls are open all over the city. It doesn't matter if you want to talk used cars or football. Stop by Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They're happy to have you stop in and browse with no pressure. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Any sign of a decision on this temporary restraining order, no, David Woods?
And I've been scanning various sources, and I haven't seen any reports of decisions from any judges.
I urge folks to visit my Facebook page for this story. This occurred during the 4 to 5 hour yesterday on the station during happy hour when David Woods had to abruptly leave to go file a restraining order. So there might be a little honesty in the counting of ballots today. Shouldn't have to go to court to sue for that.
They were going to have poll watchers, correct?
Right. And they all they want to do is make sure there's nothing,
right.
You know, unlike Florida where they cut the ballots out of the bellies of pythons that they catch. It's we don't want that here. All righty. Mr. Sandman. Here's the guy that can help you have a better night's sleep for a lot less. Hey, Mr. Sandman, how are you?
Good. I'm good, except I have a dilemma.
Okay.
Is that a type of mattress?
Yeah, it's the dilemma mattress. But being the politically correct guy I am, I don't know whether to have a Columbus Day sale or an indigenous species. Indigenous, whatever.
Oh, I got
indigenous
you.
People sale?
Yeah, I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
I see where you're stepping.
So, yeah, so which one should I do?
Well, Columbus Day.
You know, New York's about to have their biggest... It's one of the biggest parades, and it's still called the Columbus Day Parade.
Yeah.
So I think the Italian heritage people would appreciate if you say Columbus.
Yes, and I also think there's a bit of a backlash to this. Why weren't people thinking the way we are today 400 years ago? Right. Really, I mean, enough already.
Okay, Columbus Day sale.
All right, there you go.
It's actually being overridden by my closing my store sale in Millbrook.
Right.
But we're having a big sale in Montgomery also, as you know, we always are. Mattresses, headboards, beds, adjustable bases, odds and ends, dressers, chest. We've got stuff we've got to get rid of. We've got more stuff coming to replace the stuff I have to get rid of.
Gotcha.
And, you know, it's an endless circle. But the Millbrook store, you know, I've taken final markdowns on a number of items up there. Not everything, but everything is on sale up there. And I got huge selection of mattresses, still have more mattresses than anybody else in this area. So come see us in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General, 3 miles from I-65. In Montgomery, we're on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, just, you know, actually it's a mile from the bypass on the left-hand side with Snickers, Tennessee store in between my two stores. And when you come to the Montgomery location, visit both ends before you make a decision because we have a lot of great mattresses. And they're different on each end. So visit both ends to see which ones you really like best. And we're open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
We thank you, Mr. Sandman.
Thank you.
In fact, our topic, I don't know if it'll be tomorrow, but one day soon, the four things that cause us to lose sleep most frequently.
Huh?
A little study on that. A Halloween rant is the focal point of our most electrifying story. That's coming up in a couple of minutes. Here's your local.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. It's election day in Montgomery. The race for mayor and 3 city council seats are headed to runoffs. Stephen Reed and David Woods are facing off for mayor. Polls are open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Elmore County Sheriff Bill Franklin says a 3.5-year-old girl was found dead in a pond Monday morning off Mitchell Creek Road in the Redland community. The child's aunt says she lost sight of her outside. A bloodhound led investigators to the girl's body in a nearby pond. And Lead Academy's board voted unanimously Monday morning to hire Ibrahim Lee as its new principal. Lee is a former Montgomery educator and a current member of the Alabama Public Charter School Commission. Lee was one of 27 applicants. An official start date has not been announced. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly. Have a professional cleaner. Landscaping, painting the front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home. through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you, too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
October 8th is American Touch Tag Day. Ha, you're it. Have a happy American Touch Tag Day. Hey, no tag backs.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
There are a lot of things that can qualify a story for this particular segment. You know, what makes it electrifying? In this case, it's a combination of things. It's amusing, it's thought-provoking, and it's about Halloween. Now, this goes to Rancho Cucamonga, California, and the Neighborhood Association there.
Oh!
Where one of the residents... if you want to look up the place on Twitter, it's at Best of Next Door. Best of Next Door, one word. This is the script of something that was sent out by one of the women living in this Rancho Cucamonga area. Halloween is officially 4 weeks away. I was hoping to catch all of you before you make your candy selections. Over the last three Halloweens, I've noticed candy stock has become more and more diluted with cheap candy. I don't know where this trend is the result of higher bills or even the new constructions, but cheap candy has somehow infiltrated our community for Halloween, and it has to stop. Dum Dums, Smarties, and Jolly Ranchers may be suitable for Ontario, which is a California town. Have an airport there, too. Fontana, and even Montclair. But not here in Rancho Cucamonga. We are an affluent neighborhood. This status should be reflected in our candy provisions for Halloween.
Oh, my gosh.
Standard full or king-size candy bar is the bar, pun intended, we need to set. If you purchase the fun size, you don't need to return them. Just keep in mind that 4 to 6 of those fun-size bars equate to a standard-size bar when you dole out that candy to trick-or-treaters. And please, for God's sake, leave those peep candies alone. No one, and I mean no one in all caps, wants those terrible marshmallow tragedies.
Is she on drugs? Like, does she not have a purpose in life that she's got to go on a Facebook group?
There's more.
Oh, my lands.
For the elderly who hand out coins, unless you plan on throwing some quarters into the mix, stop peddling your pennies and step up your game this Halloween. It's a calculated loss to the trick-or-treaters after you adjust for inflation and the opportunity cost of what you could have received elsewhere if they had just skipped your house.
This is a high-class neighborhood.
Horrible.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy.
Well,
that's just crazy.
It's just... Anyway, this post went viral.
Yeah.
I thought I'd share it.
Wow.
You know, when I lived in Bellwood West, like, my stepson was still pretty young, and there were a lot of kids his age, and Halloween was a pretty good night. But by the time all those kids had grown up and Halloween night was like a ghost town. No pun intended. Same thing where we live currently, just not too many kids. So Halloween here in general is quiet. In South Florida, which is the show-off capital of the world, every house, at Christmas time, they compete to out-Griswold each other.
Right.
They do the same thing in Halloween now down there, too. I mean, elaborate.
I've seen some decorations on my street.
I think people
already.
Yeah, and I have too in our neighborhood. I think people opt more for the safetiness and streamlining of trunk or treats at local churches or schools, especially if Halloween doesn't fall on a weekend, if it falls during the week. But, you know, the times, they are a changing.
I really enjoyed it in Belle, because I could take Mange to Weenie. Along for that little black dog, looks like Toto. We just said he was dressed up as Toto for Halloween. And Mr. Thing, who looks like a dog in a costume, Mr. even gub, though it's, gub, gub, it's gub, natural. Gub. Mr. Gub, 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 Gub. That's how he kisses. He's a gubber. All right. we're raising our listeners' suspicions about our physical condition here, so let's move along.
Our mental condition.
I wanted to put out, there's a list out today, the top pop culture costumes from the year you were born. It's a slideshow. Why do websites still do slideshows? Those take forever.
I hate that.
What's the list?
Well, there's just a few examples of costumes that were trendy in certain years. In 1955, James Dean, Rebel Without a Cause.
That was my that was the year I was born.
1969 was a big year for Elvis costumes.
Okay.
77, a lot of girls went out as Princess Leia.
I believe that.
1981, the Indiana Jones book. 1983, Madonna. So you just go out in your underwear, I guess.
Hair under your armpits.
What about 1985?
It's not, you have to go through the slideshow.
That's rude.
I was going to put it on, it is rude. I was going to put it on Facebook, but
you can't.
Yeah. You know, towards the end of the 80s, when my memories started to form, I remember my sister Elizabeth, who is coming to town today, got to be Cyndi Lauper for like 3 Halloweens in a row, and Mom got that paint for her hair so she could have wild, crazy hair like Cyndi Lauper.
Girls just want to have fun.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I had to dress up as a clown and a ghost.
Send in the clown.
Elizabeth got to have all the fun stuff.
How old were you when you last trick-or-treated?
Oh, I suppose I was maybe 13. I don't know.
Emily?
Me? 12 or 13.
Jay?
I have no clue. No idea.
What a traumatic childhood, Jay.
No idea.
My stepdaughter told me a trick to getting more candy at Halloween when she was here the weekend before last, and that is to...
Wheelchair?
Oh my God, Jay! No, in your bucket,
wheelchair.
In your bucket, when you like, if it starts to get full, have like a candy dump with your adult, so your bucket doesn't seem as full.
Oh no, I understand.
And
what
the
you're
and
saying.
The folks will take pity on you for not having a lot.
I've learned you don't stick out the bowl to the, kids because they get greedy.
Oh, I caught them doing that at my place, and I scared the hell out of them.
Yeah, no, you set yours outside. Yeah. I'm talking about me actually putting the bowl in front of their face and having them grab big handfuls.
We
of
didn't
Reese's
do
cups.
That. We were good kids.
Yeah.
I found your costumes of 85.
Yeah?
Yeah. You're looking at them now.
Yeah, brother.
Hulk Hogan and Elvira.
Elvira.
Were the big he and she sellers of 85, but it was also a big year for Nixon and Reagan costumes.
I believe that.
A lot of Nixon masks, yes. Yeah, I remember those. Go back and check the year I was born, 1962. See what...
It only goes to 85, actually.
Because 85 was the best.
And then it jumps to 89. That was the Joker.
Oh, that would have been... Anybody could have done that. You just put makeup on and then carve tear tracks through it. Have it running.
When was Joey born? Because 1993 is Barney and Jasmine from Aladdin.
Joey.
Yeah.
We'll ask him.
Barney was the costume then.
Ooh. Yeah, I told you when I was down in Florida, my daughter made me do that for her friends.
Yeah.
It used to be, don't you dare do that in front of my friends. Yeah. Now it's, would you do that for my friends? Yeah. That's what happens in the circle of life or something like that. By the way, that most electrifying candy gram or whatever you want to call it that went viral was brought to you by Mr. Electric, your go-to company for master certified electricians. Called 245-1566. They come out on time at a specific time. Upfront pricing, which is what you pay. Certified master electrician is the very best. For more information, go to MrElectric.com. 821.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. The latest, the boulevard, very busy this morning, but no accidents. Atlanta Highway to Madison Avenue into downtown, still a little bit busy, but rolling along pretty good. Inbound from Prattville on 31 is clear, as well as 231 from Wetumpka. I-85, some heavy traffic from Perryhill to Ann Street. A little bit of a slowdown, but everything seems to be moving. No accidents to report there or on I-65 this morning. Have a nice morning ride, and don't forget, polling places are open all over Montgomery. Use caution when you're motoring around the city. Mini Term B classes at Trenton State Community College start October 11th. Registration's going on now through October 10th. Trenton State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
She's voting. She says, good turnout at Grace Point on Ray Thorington. That'll be interesting to see as we go out, go throughout the day to see if this last-minute nonsense has fired some people up to get out and vote.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. And the fella to my right is Jay Scott.
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
He's had a busy morning with the 18 segments of Random Facts.
And then,
whoa, Nelly!
And then the up and down fixing the Fox News.
Fixing the Fox News. I bet you've worked up an appetite. I bet maybe you're already thinking about where to go for lunch. Let me suggest to you the Seafood Bistro.
You know what I do want?
They have wonderful lunch specials.
Shrimp and grits.
Shrimp and grits. I believe that's part of the pick two for $9.99.
I feel like I got a little craving for some shrimp and grits.
I think it would be good for you.
I think it would.
So Monday through Thursday, you can enjoy these lunch specials at the Seafood Bistro, 1651 Perry Hill Road. Dine in for that get two for $9.99. That includes gumbo, red beans and rice, shrimp and grits, so on and so forth. But don't forget about them for dinner as well.
And don't forget about them online at theseafoodbistro.com, where you can see the entire menu. The whole thing is right there online for you to look at and also order from. You can put in an order online if you want. You can call ahead. You can also use one of the delivery apps off your phone to have it just brought to you if you'd like it done that way as well. It's the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
The name for the 8 o'clock hour of the name game is Nathan Royal.
Nathan Royal.
Nathan Royal.
Nathan Royal. Call 396-5477. That's 396-5477, Nathan Royal, and you'll qualify for a $1,000 gift certificate to Dillon Rings. And if you, listening at work or home, would like to be a participant in the name game, make sure you go to News Talk 93.1 Adek Kim. Click on the name game banner, submit your name. It's that simple because you're already listening, so why not try to win some cool stuff? Roll Tide.
All right, if you are listening to Jay and Emily describe the Seafood Bistro, you may have a hankering going on for some of that great food. We can get you a $10 gift card to Seafood Bistro if you come up with the correct answer to the following conundrum.
Okay.
There are about, and I'm going to add a key verb here because we really don't have a lot of time. We've got to get this one solved quick. There are currently about 300,000 of these left in the United States, but there used to be a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
What is this item?
That's fair enough.
There's about 300,000 of these left in the U.S., but there used to be many millions of them. What are they? 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins that Seafood Bistro gift card.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Fall is officially here, and Southern Homes and Gardens invites you to the biggest plant sale of the year during the fall sales event, October 7th through the 12th. Save up to 50% off a huge variety of trees, shrubs, and bedding plants. Plus, 50% off on outdoor furniture and pottery. Join us Saturday, October 12th from 11 to 1 for a free hot dog, chips, and drink while shopping great sales throughout the store. Shop our biggest plant sale of the year and enjoy lunch on us during the fall sales event this weekend, October 7th through the 12th at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
While Jay is queuing up calls for the conundrum, yesterday you may have heard us mention that the Tide Pod, that tragic craze.
Yeah.
Well, a whiskey maker has come up with a parody of that in which the pouches will not contain detergent but whiskey. And Menthol Meredith offered this commentary, and then we'll go right back to your calls. It's good.
Well, smack my behind and call me Mary Meredith, because I just found out they have invented the best thing since sliced bologna. Some absolute genius invented these capsule thingies that look like Tide Pods, but instead of being filled up with soap, they are filled with whiskey. What an absolute breakthrough in technology. I mean, this is a game changer for smuggling alcohol into places you ain't supposed to have alcohol. I'm taking my boyfriend Ray Ray to a White Snake concert next month to celebrate him beating the gout. And I thought I was going to have to borrow a friend's toddler to take to the concert just so I could fill up a bunch of sippy cups with Fireball. But now I'm just going to shove a bunch of these bad boys in my cleavage and leave the toddler at home. Now, I don't know who votes on the Nobel Peace Prize, but if I were them, I'd be voting for whoever invented these puppies. Two words. Gene. Yes.
828. All right, let's see who has the genius to solve our conundrum. There are about 300,000 of these left in the U.S. There used to be a lot more. What is this item? And we start with Suzanne.
She's hot.
That's...
What was that?
Hi there, Suzanne.
Hey.
Hi.
What you think? What is this item that's been dwindling over the years, but there's still 300,000 of them around? What
do you... VCRs.
That's a really, really good answer.
It
it's
is.
Not what we're looking for. That's a great answer.
Yeah, and it's kind of in that vein, something that's... still useful, technically, but very few of them are left. Good call.
Thanks.
All righty. Thank you. That was William Shatner that said that.
Said what?
She's hot.
Ah.
Here's Paul.
I would guess phonograph records, the old LP.
Okay. That's another good one. Records. Yeah.
That is also a great guess.
Going away, but
and phonetically,
actually coming back.
Half
really.
Right.
Yeah.
But not it. Thank you, Paul. 272-9228. Ken.
Hey, is it a rotary phone?
Ooh.
Oh, man.
We just walked into the ballpark.
You are in the ballpark, and you haven't taken your seat yet.
Yeah, so you're on to something, but it's not a rotary phone.
I'm glad somebody listens to me.
I know. I heard you. Jay. I heard you. You're in the ballpark, but you haven't taken your seat yet. I like that.
You got a scorecard. You're on your way to your seat, but you haven't sat down.
You get a scorecard in baseball?
And in sex. Here's Sam.
Oh, my. Oh, y'all got it. Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Not an answer. How about pagers?
What?
Pagers.
Oh, pagers.
I thought I heard pay dirt.
No, there's none of those still in use.
Yeah. Actually, what country yesterday I think it's France. They have there's no more pagers in France or something like that.
Who's this?
I heard that yesterday.
Gosh, I remember taking Janelle to the pager store where there were hundreds of them to pick out one for her mom.
Doctors had them first.
Yeah.
And then it was uncool to have one. You know what I mean?
And then, before there was texting, there was pager code.
What's the first
like? Oh, yeah.
This is so romantic, Emily. You're going to love this story.
If you do that, a certain number, and you turn it upside down, it spells something.
Exactly. I was going to tell Emily a little. You want to hear it?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, that's too maudlin. I dated somebody, and she used to call me a big goober. Yeah. So she would text me.
News Talk, who's this?
8009, which you turned upside down, and it looked like goober.
First letter of your last name?
Aww.
Hang on.
That's sweet.
That's so nice.
Wow, look at that board filled with potential winners. Who is next, Jay?
Don is next.
Don.
How y'all doing?
Hey. What is this item? There's only 300,000 of them left in the U.S., but there used to be millions. What is this?
First, I got to tell you something. I love the one about the porpoise and the flipper sound effect.
Oh, that was good.
The intro. That was wonderful.
I appreciate it. May I take a bow? Thank you.
How about a landline?
Ooh. Oh.
You are again so close.
We're dancing around. Thanks for the call and the compliment, by the way. Kenneth.
Hello?
Hey, Kenneth.
Hey.
Sup?
CB Radio.
That's a great guess,
that's
too.
That's a good one.
But technically, we're getting cooler.
It's the frequency.
And the guesses. Thank you, Kenneth.
Thanks.
But what's wrong with me?
What happened? You could have said, what's the frequency, Kenneth? Why are you looking
Rich,
at me like that?
Well, I should have asked him, what's the frequency?
Yeah, right.
What have
right,
I right, 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 right.
Why you know am what? I you're even here?
You're slipping.
Linda.
Hi, how are y'all this morning?
Hey, we're great.
Questioning our purpose in life, but you know.
Go ahead.
Did you see your purpose in life?
What you think? What are we looking for here? There's 300,000 of these left.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to guess a phone booth.
What in the world?
I
hold, please.
Call, I'll be with phone, you in a second.
Phone booth.
Do you want to talk about it?
Because why? It's a pay phone.
It's a pay phone.
Because that's what's it's in a pay phone.
We will take it. Yeah.
See, you said phone booth, and we were looking for pay phone, which doesn't have to be in a booth, but we gave it to you.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
You got it.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
you want a $10 gift card to the Seafood Bistro.
Payphones. Now you just see where payphones used to be. You see that on the wall? You're like, payphone used to be there.
Out in front of convenience stores, they have the boards, the wiring's all gone.
Right.
But they still have them in airports.
And I do see them there. And every once in a while, you'll see a rare phone booth. And I'll go, whoa, look at that. Wow.
That's just worth going to sit in and close the door.
Yeah. Oh, they used to be pretty rank, didn't they? Pretty rank.
Have you ever, when you were a kid, did you ever feel underneath a dinette counter or a phone booth?
No.
Ew. Wow.
Ooh.
God only knows what was growing up. Linda, thank you for joining us.
Congratulations.
Hold on, and we'll be with you in a second. I want to go back to Jack Ingram's signature used cars and remind everybody that sometimes you can make a dream come true for a lot less than you thought. Maybe you've always wanted to own a BMW. Well, if you are psyched to own a BMW, you can be in a Beamer that looks incredible. It's only got 86,000 miles on it. It's a 2004. And it's under $8,000 at Jack Ingram. You can get a Beamer. And who's going to know? Unless somebody really pays attention, this car looks like it just came out of a classic car show. Jack Ingram, under $8,000. By the way, the car, the body, the motor, everything vetted. They're not interested in selling somebody else's troubles. Check that out. That car was driven an average of a little over 5,000 miles a year. Think about that. But values galore in the under $10,000 category, including a bunch of Nissans, the Volkswagen Jetta, a 2013 Ford Escape, and a 2016 Chevy Malibu for under 10. All these cars have been thoroughly vetted for resale, so you can shop with confidence. And if you've had credit issues, they have 22 different ways to finance your purchase at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. See Tip and that great team at 235 Northeastern Bypass, or shop right now by price, by type of car, by brand name at jackingram.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
There are actually a couple of showers on the radar. Portions of, Coosa into Autauga County. Just a couple of little blips here and there. So it is conceivable that you could run into some raindrops today, but I've got the rain chances a little under 20%. So that's the way that goes. Our forecast calling for a good bit of sunshine. Tolerable today. I like that word. Tolerable. It's better air. It's not spectacular, but it's better. High around 86. For tonight, low temperature down to about 65, so comfortable. Tomorrow and Thursday, upper 80s to around 90, should be dry. Next cool front arrives, I think, with some spotty showers late Friday night into early Saturday, and then some really, really nice air for the weekend behind that, down for maybe even into the low 50s by dawn on Sunday morning. Wouldn't that be nice? Right now this morning, we have north winds at 6 miles per hour, a few clouds out there, and 70 degrees at 8:38.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All right, there is a crisis that's kind of been under the radar in this country, and we're going to pull it out. Right after we check traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, things are quieting down a little bit as folks get settled in for a Tuesday work day. No accidents to report anywhere as of right now. Drive carefully today. Remember, the polling areas are open all over the city of Montgomery. There'll be voting going on throughout the day, especially at the lunch hour. Make sure as you're motoring around that you keep that in mind and watch out for folks walking up to the polls. Montgomery Cardiovascular is now located at Festival Plaza Shopping Center. Festival Plaza, that's at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, as I mentioned just a moment ago, there is a crisis developing. Would you two like to share what's so funny with the rest of the class?
The important thing about the name game is that you're awake to hear your name called, and someone wasn't awake to hear their name called and is upset. It's upset. No. So it just, that's why we made it very clear that we start at 6 in the morning and end at 6 in the evening with the name calling.
Yeah.
And if you missed it this hour, Nathan Royal, if you're just waking up, this is your chance to call in at 396-5477.
Go to a payphone, Nathan. If you can find one.
Did you hear Bailey? Bailey's like,
oh, is he having a puppy dream?
God.
This crisis I mentioned.
Crises. Yeah?
This involves private jets.
Oh.
And a shortage
of pilots?
Pilots to fly them.
Yeah, well,
jet.
It's wreaking havoc with the really wealthy people.
My pilot wants to move on to.
My pilot says, oh, it's magic, but that's a
1975.
I'm sorry, you were born in the 80s, really.
I'm not.
A tragedy is striking our world. I'm talking about the lack of private jet pilots for the super rich. No more weekend jaunts to Maldives with mistresses in tow. Instead, it's a coach flight with four connections just to get to Montauk. Won't you please help the super rich? For about the price of 350 cups of coffee a day, you can hire a private jet pilot. We'll even send you a picture of your super rich person lighting cigars with $100 bills on the private jet. Please help. Don't let the nightmare of flying commercial ruin the champagne wishes and caviar dreams of the super rich. No one wants to feel like a commoner.
Network. I'm Andrew James. Elmore County Sheriff Bill Franklin says a 3.5-year-old girl was found dead in a pond Monday morning off Mitchell Creek Road in the Redland community. The child's aunt says she lost sight of her outside. A bloodhound led investigators to the girl's body in a nearby pond. It is election day in Montgomery. The race for mayor and 3 city council seats are headed to runoffs. Stephen Reed and David Woods are facing off for mayor. The polls are open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. And Lead Academy's board voted unanimously Monday morning to hire Ibrahim Lee as its new principal. Lee is a former Montgomery educator and a current member of the Alabama Public Charter School Commission. Lee was one of 27 applicants. An official start date has not been announced. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now playing, watch an ordinary man's descent into evil.
I'm Cold.
Hello, Cold. I'm Dad. Nice to meet you.
Dad Joker.
Hey, Dad, did you get a haircut?
No. I got them all cut.
But when his deeds turn evil, so do his stupid jokes.
I'm going to set that campground on fire. It will be intense. Look at all of my victims just dying to get into the cemetery.
Dad Joker.
Do you know why pirates can't come see my movie?
No, why is that?
Because it's rated R.
Oh, boy.
Do I sound like a...
What is it? What's the
word? Just kind of Dracula? Do I sound scary?
No.
Okay.
So I'm just assuming that we're not...
See, you could barely tell. It took like until the 8 words before you realized, oh, my mic's not on.
Earlier today, it happened on Rich's mic. Sometimes
no, it's okay.
These
I know
buttons,
that I'm not your favorite, but I was just... It's fine. I've dealt with that 2 years ago. Now, listen. are we going to dress up for Halloween?
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm going to dress like this. Is that okay?
Blah. Boo. Aren't I scary?
Boo. coming out the bushes.
You look like Rich. You're dressing like, did I get it right?
No, it'd be funny. You could sit in this chair and you could move your lips and I could say, I'm Greg Goodell and I put on my Rich Thomas costume today. Well, your mouth moves. I could like throw my voice. And that would fool the viewers, don't you think?
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Think it would be?
That sounded convincing, Rich.
No. Well, if y'all are up for it, I'm going. I'm only going to do it if you guys are up for it.
I don't do Wednesday Addams because we had Greta Thunberg this year and she looked an awful lot like her.
Why don't you let me finish a sentence for once? So,
oh, man.
I'm going to.
Wow. Why don't you let me finish the sentence?
I'll be over here at the back wall of the studio. Yeah. Call me when you need me.
That's where I go when I get upset.
Ow. What were we going to do?
If everybody's on board for dressing up as something, I'll pick two things, and then what y'all can't see is Greg rowing back to the board in his chair.
I should go as a megaphone.
But
Oh, boy.
What's your idea, Emily? I'm interested.
My idea was to pick two things and do a poll on Facebook like I did last year. But now I don't know, because apparently I don't seem to be a megaphone.
We'll put a cone around your head, and then people can come up and whisper in your ear, and you just shout whatever it is they say.
Why am I your friend?
That is a terrible idea.
We never do anything together.
Emily, I'm on board.
I'm not dressing up.
I had a little talking to last time because I didn't dress up, so I'm going to have to dress up again. If we go through with this.
No.
If we go through with this, no.
I know what you could do. No, don't be here, and we'll say you're the Invisible Man.
Oh!
Hey! Whoa. And maybe we can get them to put a super up on TV that says Invisible Man.
That'll go well.
That'd be super.
Well.
What day is Halloween this year?
Thursday, I think, isn't it?
I wish it was on Saturday.
3, 10, 17, 24.
You know what? We just won't do it since it's a thing.
I'm out on the 26th. Did I tell you that?
It's on a Thursday.
I'm out on that Friday, the 26th. Did I tell you that?
No.
The 26th is a Saturday.
What's going on?
I'm just not here. Oh. I'm out of town.
On the 26th of...
26th.
That's a Saturday.
Oh, no. Then the 25th. I'm out on the 25th.
You're flying?
No.
Oh.
No.
What?
I had the 18th down, and I said, no, I can't do the 18th. That's Jay's birthday. So I'm gone.
You're going to take off on my birthday?
I was down for it. I didn't.
Hey, I've already put in for my time off for my birthday.
Guess what? I was having a colonoscopy on your birthday.
Well, that's a nice thing.
It always feels like a party when it's over.
But didn't
that
you?
Propofol, man.
Wait, didn't you? You did that. You did that.
No, my doctor decided he wasn't going to be here, so they've asked me to reschedule it, and I just haven't called him back yet. Because, frankly, I don't think there's anything wrong with my. And I just don't feel like going through the trouble. 2 days they wanted me to drink that swill.
Two days.
I'm not going to do it.
Boy, they wanted you extra.
Be prudent.
They wanted you extra clean, huh?
Yeah.
So gross.
Extra clean.
Why can't I have somebody run a fire hose through it or something and just blast it?
Whoa!
Good God Almighty!
A fire hose.
What? Wow. Secretary of State Jean Grey.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right now. You won't learn. It looks like another attack of syllabosis, doesn't it? All right, nominee number one, Heath Bompas of Crockett, Texas. 36-year-old guy. He was going to get married this past Saturday, but on Friday morning, he realized he couldn't afford the ring or the venue for the wedding.
Oh.
The day before.
I forgot about
that. So he robbed
part.
The bank.
Oh.
Didn't wear a mask. Police put surveillance shots up on Facebook. His fiance identified him and said, turn yourself in, so he didn't confess. The wedding was canceled. He is still in jail on aggravated assault.
I do.
I don't know that that marriage has a future.
No, probably not.
This is a weird story. I may save this for something else.
Oh, like your afternoon show?
Well, here's the deal. Three cops in Costa del Sol, Spain, were in a high-speed boat chase with some suspected drug traffickers last Friday when the cops lost control of their boat and fell into the sea. They could have drowned, but the drug traffickers stopped, scooped them up into the boat, and saved them. And the cops thanked them by arresting them.
Well,
they did have 3 tons of hashish. That's a lot of dope. It's not like, all right, we'll forget the doobie we saw, you know, in your ashtray there, and we'll let you go.
Hey, but we saved you.
Yeah. And then here's a guy. He almost got a rocket scientist award this morning. 47-year-old Ronald Berry used to work as a subway cleaner for the MTA in New York. He got fired a few years ago, but nobody told payroll. So for 4 years, he kept showing up on payday to collect his checks.
Oh, wow.
Roughly $250,000 worth.
Wow.
That's illegal, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're the boneheads there.
Yeah. Then he went last Thursday to get his check, and police arrested him.
Yeah.
He didn't think he was doing anything wrong, he says. He says, I went on sick leave for high blood pressure and asthma. I just got well enough every Friday to go get my check. But his pay stubs listed his hours, which he knew he didn't work.
Yeah, that's
he
fraud.
Claims nobody ever told him he
that's
was fired. Blah blah blah. So he's been charged with trespassing. Could be worse.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think New York City will ever see a penny of that money he made?
No.
No, but I think both of them are maroons. Like
I agree.
The company and him.
So, but who's number one?
I think that the guy who robs a bank to pay, who realizes the day before his wedding that he doesn't have money and robs a bank without a mask.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad thing to do.
He, in my mind, is high on the list.
Yeah, let's give it to him.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
852.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, things are quieting down a little bit as folks get settled in for a Tuesday work day. No accidents to report anywhere as of right now. Drive carefully today. Remember, the polling areas are open all over the city of Montgomery. There'll be voting going on throughout the day, especially at the lunch hour. Make sure as you're motoring around that you keep that in mind and watch out for folks walking up to the polls. Montgomery Cardiovascular is now located at Festival Plaza Shopping Center. Festival Plaza, that's at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day. And it can be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery, 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Dylan Rings and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Boo! Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
I see London. I see France. I see
Joey
in the studio getting ready for his show. The best poetry does not have to rhyme.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Called a haiku. Joining us now, our buddy Randy Burkhalter from Prattville Farm Center, wrapping up the show with a visit with you. How are you today, Randy?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Enjoying and looking forward to cooler weather heading in.
Amen.
And what generally, you know, as we head towards mid-October, should people be thinking about doing?
Well, two big things going on now is fall guard, and also the hunters are getting their fields ready and planted for the upcoming 2019/20 deer hunt season. And on that matter, there's a lot of different types of seeds. Each of those seeds have a different maturity rate, a different nature, a longevity, a protein content. And if you're a customer considering where to buy your mixes, you want to deal with some of the folks that know those things. In other words, when you come in here to buy a deer field, deer plot product, you know, we don't go to the most expensive buy and say this is the one you need, it's the most expensive one, it's the best. Really, each individual case is a little different. For example, some of the seeds last longer into this next growing season, and that wouldn't make sense for somebody that planted summer plots right behind their winter plots.